one of our first what do you thinks is there more people on earth who can dunk a basketball right. or hit a home run?
Yeah.
And I said, it's absolutely dunk a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think everybody that's over like 6'5", 6'6", is in range to at least have a shot at it.
Which includes our next guest, Nate Pearson, Bison's pitcher and top Blue Jays prospect on the line right now. Hey, Nate, can you dunk? Obviously, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't. The confidence in which you said that crushed me as a short guy, because I would do anything to dunk. Like, really, it's like a dream of mine. I was just like, I don't even care if it's a trampoline. Like, do you remember slam ball?
Yeah, no, I do. I remember playing it.
You remember playing slam ball? You've played it?
Like the basketball and trampoline?
The trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I've always been like, please, I think I could have been pro. Had that thing just stuck around, I was like, yeah, I would have. The reason why I would have gone pro in slam ball is because I would have cared the most to be pro at slam ball. Like, I would have put in more hours. I would have hit the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours, no question. That would have been my game.
Yeah, you still would have been swatted. But yeah, here's my guess, Nate, that if the Blue Jays see you with a basketball in your hand, they're like, they swat it right out of your hand immediately.
Oh, yeah, they're like, no basketballs, no motorcycles.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't be thrilled about that. But when I was younger, they had those trampoline parks, you know, like the indoor trampoline places, and they had hoops on that. So we wouldn't call it slam ball, but we would, you know, go up there and bounce around and slam, try to do different tricks and everything. So that was pretty fun.
You know, trampolines get a bad rap. Everybody says trampolines are so dangerous and that they're bad and liability. I've never seen a kid get hurt. In my limited experience with trampolines, our mom had one. Nobody got that hurt.
I have an extended experience with trampolines because there's a trampoline park like Nate's describing very close to my home, and I have a 4-year-old's birthday party upcoming at the end of September. It will be at said trampoline park, and I can vouch for the fact that those basketball nets still exist there.
Exactly.
All right, this is a long way to go to get into your career and your season, Nate, but let's go there. What's this year been like for you, man? You finally got the innings count up a little bit, and you're getting some attention. What's that been like?
It's been awesome, man. It's been a real fun year. I've been three different levels, and I got to experience each one. And it was all fun, man, meeting different guys, playing with different teammates, and just enjoying the ride, man. It's been awesome.
Is it a little tough for you dealing with some of the hype? I was cruising through your Twitter timeline, and you really seem to love highlighting your teammates and other guys within the organization. Like, I think basically every one of your tweets is about somebody else. Like, how is it for you when it's all about you?
I try not to focus on it. You know, I just try to be the best teammate I can and shed the light on some of the other guys we have in the organization that maybe don't get as much press or notice. And I mean, we got a lot of great guys in our organization, and I just try to do my best to make sure the fans that follow me get to see what else is going on.
Yeah, you got quite a rotation down there in Buffalo right now. And yeah, TJ Zoik had the no-hitter. Anthony Kay's been on a heater. You haven't missed a beat stepping into AAA. Like, have you ever been in a rotation quite this loaded?
No, I haven't. This has definitely been a well-loaded rotation. And we had a really good rotation in AA, too, with Patrick Murphy, Hector Perez, Yancy Diaz, Zach Lowe. I mean, every level you just look at and you're like, man, they got some really good starting pitchers. And it's just exciting to see the future for the Blue Jays.
Oh, man, you saying Patrick Murphy. You just got Blue Jay hipster Twitter and Blue Jay hipster fans. Like, that just, like, they're on high alert now. Because he's the name that no one's seen, but everyone's now starting to hear of. And we know he had the issue with the toe tap, and I guess he's got that figured out. But, you know, what would you tell us about Patrick Murphy?
Man, he's got an unreal arm. You know, a lot of people talk about me, how I throw hard and everything. He's throwing just as hard as me, man. He sits like 96 to 99, two-seam power action, power curveball like 85, very plus pitch, and then he's got a decent changeup to go with it, man. Like, he's really good. It was fun to play with him this year.
How conscious are you of the radar gun when you're starting?
I look at it every once in a while when I let one go. Usually later in the games, because I usually don't really start letting it go until later in the games, because that's when I get more loose and I start getting to more of a groove. When I first start, the first couple of innings, you know, I'm just trying to get the feel for everything. I'm not coming out guns blazing. Once I get more comfortable, that's when I start throwing harder.
Yeah, that was, I was going to ask you about that. So that's a conscious thing that you're saving some in the tank for later, or is it just a physical thing that you're loosening up? Because, yeah, we've noticed some people reporting on your radar readings being way up there later in the ballgame.
It's not that I do it on purpose. It's just, you know, I just get settled into the game. You know, it's once you start, the very first inning, you know, I'm just trying to get into a groove, and I'm not out there just trying to throw as hard as I can the very first inning. I'm just trying to establish the strike zone, establish my pitches, and then once I get into a groove, that's when everything just starts flowing and I start letting it rip.
We were talking to Anthony Kay a couple of weeks ago, and we were asking him about the jump from AA to AAA and the differences because, yeah, he was a guy who absolutely shredded AA and then struggled out of the gate when he started his AAA career, and he really mentioned the change in the ball. And it's something that, you know, Ben and I are pretty fascinated by in terms of, you know, dealing with that, especially from a guy like you, because it really doesn't seem to have caused any issues. But how big a difference was it for you?
I'd say, I mean, it's a pretty big jump. I mean, coming from the minor league balls to the big league balls, so for me, I found like the thing I struggled with the balls is the consistency of my pitches, like with my slider. And my very first game, you know, I felt like I threw well. I had a good stat line and everything, but I didn't have as many strikeouts as I usually do, and I think that was because I didn't have my best slider. And I think that was due to the balls, being me not being comfortable with it. But my next outing, I was able to find my slider a lot better, and I was able to use it and my curveball to get some strikeouts. So hopefully I'm just getting settled in with the new balls and get used to it.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that secondary stuff, because you always threw hard. I mean, that's why you were drafted where you were. Guy throws 102, that stands out. But yeah, the report on you when you were first acquired was that, yeah, the off-speed stuff needs a little bit of work, and now apparently that's like as good as the fastball. When did that happen? When did it click? And where do you think you are in your progression with the slider and the curve?
I think that's just been a slow build over the past couple of years since I've been drafted. My stuff's just been getting better and better, and that's just because I work on it so much in the off season. And sorry, I put a lot of work into it. But yeah, I feel really comfortable with my secondary pitches right now, and I just got to the point where I had to throw it a lot so I get comfortable, just like my fastball. You know, because I had to build something off my fastball, which my fastball is always going to be my best pitch, but. You know, I always wanted to make sure I get my secondary pitches on the same level. And I'm really comfortable with my slider. I think that's my best secondary offering. And then my curveball and my changeup have come a long way this year.
Again, we're talking to Nate Pearson, Bison's pitcher and Jay's top prospect. And I want to go back to, I guess it was A-ball, where Dunedin?
Yep.
Last year you're in Dunedin, you get hit with the comebacker early. It changes, you know, your entire season. You deal with the injury. But Josh Donaldson just came back to town this past couple of days, and we were discussing the end of his tenure as a Blue Jay, and he would have been there with you. He would have made some rehab starts on that Dunedin team. I'm not sure if you would have been there or not, or if you would have been somewhere else rehabbing. Were you there when Josh Donaldson came down for those four games?
Yeah, I mean, I was always around the high clubhouse, even when I was hurt in my cast and everything. I was there supporting the guys, and he was there making his rehab outings and everything. So we were all able to talk to him. He's a good dude. We were all picking his brain about all the things he's gone through, whether it's, you know, knowing he was going to get traded or going through all that transition or his injuries or what he did to get himself better and all that. So it was good to talk to him.
Did he take you for dinner?
No. He bought spread for us, though.
Oh, okay.
He bought spread for the whole team, like every big leader does when they come down in rehab, but he didn't take us out to dinner per se, but he did buy us dinner.
Was there anyone that ever came down and did a rehab start that didn't buy dinner or didn't do anything?
Not that I know of. I mean, every guy that when I was there, they always did something, whether they paid our dues for the homestand or they bought spread for us. It's all been pretty good.
Because I was going to say, last year there would have been Sanchez, there would have been Stroman, and then there was definitely Donaldson, because we were looking at it yesterday. And did you get like any moment with any of those guys where you got to kind of get something from them specifically, where they told you something or they did something around you and you thought, okay, yeah, you know what, I'm going to keep this?
No, not really per se. I mean, I was able to talk to Stroman quite a bit because he was down there when I was at the complex rehab. And so you know, we just talked every once in a while, but nothing too crazy. You know, just able to say what's up to, you know, big leaguers is pretty cool for me.
Did he look up at your 6'7" frame? He's like, yeah, anyone could do it at that height. Like, come on, give me a break.
I was going to say, you didn't get pitched for Height Don't Measure Heart. He was like, yeah, we don't really need you for this big brand campaign.
Yeah, Stro has always messed with me a little bit, but it's all in fun. You know, he's a good dude.
Happy birthday, by the way. Just celebrated your 23rd this month, 9 days ago. Did you do anything special?
No, my parents and my girlfriend surprised me for my birthday up here, so that was fun. They took me out to dinner, and it was pretty cool.
For buffalo wings? Like, where do you go in Buffalo?
There's actually a pretty good steakhouse here in the hotel that I'm staying at, so it was good.
The hotel. Here's a fact. When you come to Toronto, they'll be able to take you to nicer places.
Yeah.
No offense, Buffalo. No offense.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be in the middle of a pennant chase in August of next year.
It's going to be nicer here. So when you were hurt last year, what was rehab like? Because I'm always curious how guys, I know that there would have been, you know, trying to get back healthy and being around your teammates and supporting them, like you said. But how do you deal with all that added downtime?
You know, try to just make the most of it. Focus on different aspects of my game or my mental side of the game. Just trying to get better and staying in the game so I'm not totally checked out the whole year, you know. Cause obviously, I lost a year of development physically, but, you know, I can still grow mentally and learn from watching guys play and, you know, just pick up on small things. So I just try to get better in every aspect I can.
Did you take some time to just maybe have a little bit more fun, though, or explore some other interests and passions? Because I would guess that you've probably been on the radar for major league teams for quite some time now, that you've played a lot of baseball. And so kind of having some time where you didn't have to play baseball, was there anything that you're like, you know what, I'm going to spend some time doing this?
You know, I mean, being in rehab, you're close to all the guys that are there that are rehabbing different injuries. So we're all able to hang out, you know, whether I go to the beach or go fishing or my parents live right on the water there. So we have a couple jet skis. So we would ride those, you know, just anything, just do for fun, you know, get away from the complex life or the hotel life that the guys are staying at, you know, just because being in that hotel, going back every day after rehab can be a little depressing. You know, fortunately, I don't have to go through that because my parents live right by the complex. So, you know, I'm always offering to have the guys over just to get them out of the hotel so they, you know, just get different, you know, views of just being outside, you know, going to the field and coming right back to the hotel and going to the field and back to the hotel, you know, just switching it up a little bit. So I think that was good.
Yeah, that would have been nice to, have your parents around that close for a bit. But then, you know, at a certain point, you need a buffer zone. Like, was that nice eventually to move out of Dunedin?
Yeah, no, it was definitely nice to get out of there after being there for forever, it felt like. But being able to experience AA and now AAA, it's just really nice. And, we'll see new cities and go around all through the leagues and everything.
Has the organization communicated to you any plan for you as far as either this year and what might happen to the end of your season and then next year as far as innings?
No, they haven't really talked to me about anything. I mean, I'm just assuming I'm going home if we don't make the playoffs and just taking some time off. But that's all I really have planned right now.